there's been a massive commitment of capital spend in the whole area of regeneration in Letterkenny, 18 million and probably plus another 18 then. And the old ESB site as well, and the Alpha and Beta development, with a massive investment happening in Ballybuffet, in Stranorlar, in Cairndonagh, in Milford, in Remelton, and in Rathmullen. And that's really the name, but a few, a lot of work has been ongoing throughout the county. And the appointment of the additional supports in place and having the derelict buildings officers in place is going to be important as well. And hopefully now that we will get some private investment to follow as well, because this is very, very important. And a lot of good work has been done to date and has to be acknowledged. A massive commitment to regeneration, many of the town centres, regenerating many of the town centre areas in the different towns. And I think this will be a game changer in the many different towns throughout the county. I think it will create more investment, and that's what I want to see happen. But I think the whole area of where there is derelict buildings in place, that I think if we can manage to kickstart that process where people, I suppose, renovate, and there's grants available for that now too, and that will get them out of their election, will be something that will be very, very welcomed, and something I'd like to see. I would like to see more progress on.
An interesting point made at the meeting was members were told that there is a CPO activation fund available if it's determined that the council's best route is, in some cases, to actually buy the derelict property and develop it itself. Is that something you'd like to see the council doing?
There's absolutely no doubt. There is some derelict sites and derelict buildings, and if it was the case that the owner or occupiers are not interested in doing that, then the council needs to go on to do that. I think we need to be serious about this regeneration campaign, and you know, this is one opportunity, and I suppose for a long time we hadn't got the resources or the tools available to us. We have both now. We have the resources and the powers there to do it, and it's something that I think we're fully committed to, but we just need to see to get the right people in place now to make this happen. I think it'll make a huge difference, and it's going to be a very positive development in so many different areas.
There is now a head of the regeneration project, so to speak, in place in the planning department. We're told by Liam Ward the appointment of a vacant homes officer is imminent. Important those people are in place, and hopefully those appointments will shortly bring dividends.
There's no doubt about that, and in fairness, a lot of work has been done over the last couple of years in this whole area, and I think there's opportunity for people as well in this area, and hopefully now getting the right people in place and getting the wheels turning and getting things happening, that will send out a clear message about the regeneration and the opportunity that presents, and hopefully more investment will follow that opportunity then, because it's all about the opportunities that's there, and I think there is plenty of opportunity there at the moment.